President John Mahama has asked the people of Amfuega in the North Dai district to reject anybody who comes as an independent candidate on the ticket of the NDC. He said the party only recognizes Jocelyn Tete as its candidate. There is an uneasy calm among residents of Amfuega when the incumbent NDC MP George Lu was defeated in the primary by Jocelyn Tete. In solidarity, Mr. Lu mounted the platform to solicit the support of the people for his successor, Ms. Tete. This drew loud cheers from the crowd. President Mahama asked them to ignore suggestions to vote skirt and blouse.
In life and everything you engage in, God's time is the best. And you do to somebody what you want others to do to you. NDC is one party. And when we have gone through a democratic process and somebody has been chosen as a disciplined social democratic party, what we are supposed to do is all of us come together behind the person and support the person to go forward. Because tomorrow it might be your turn. And the support that you give that person, you will expect everybody else to come behind you and support you the same way. Let all of us drop our differences. Let us support the person who was chosen so that that person can go. There'll be primaries again. We'll go through another democratic process. And who knows, maybe that time it might be somebody else's turn. Or she would have performed so well that we would want to retain her. It's all the will of the people. It's the people who decide. So let's put this independent candidate aside. There's no independent candidate who is NDC. I don't support any independent candidate. I've endorsed only one candidate in this constituency, and it is a candidate who won the NDC primaries in this constituency, and it is Jocelyn Tete. One of the things we've been trying to promote is to encourage more women to come into public life. Women are no longer inferior human beings. Women are partners. What we can do, they also can do. Today, women are advancing. Women are showing that they also can work in public life and make a good job out of it.
Amfuega has benefited tremendously under the NDC government, which the paramount chief Togbi Teprehodu acknowledged. However, President Mahama mentioned some other projects under consideration.
And I'm falling in love with Amfuega. The surroundings, the environment, the vegetation is so beautiful. Like Mr. Beautiful said, Amfuega is beautiful. So this is the first time, but it won't be the last time. I will come and I'll come and I'll come again. We've done quite a lot of work here, especially with the roads. And so I don't want to read through and say we're working on this road, we're working on that road. The chief of Wusuta came and shook my hand and thanked me. And he said today the contractor is on site and I started working on the Wusuta road. And the Habetukondo road has been worked on, 30 kilometers. Several other roads we're working on. There are other issues that I have taken note of. Even though we have 3 secondary schools in the district, they are located in just 2 of the paramountcies. It is necessary for us to disperse it a bit so that the young children can also, in the other places, can also get schools. And so I've decided that one of the new community-based senior high schools should be built in the other side so that the children there can also be able to get a secondary education. And so that's one of the things we're going to do for you. This is a new district. It is developing. We are building a new district administration office for you so that the DCE and his staff and all the heads of department can get accommodation to be able to do their work properly for you. Development of socioeconomic infrastructure creates jobs and stimulates the economy. You cannot build a prosperous economy without social and economic infrastructure. And so the starting point for building a prosperous economy is to put in place the social and economic infrastructure. And that is what we've been doing these last 4 years. You cannot build a house from the ceiling or from the roof. You have to build a house from the foundation. And the foundation of any prosperous economy is infrastructure.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, added his voice to calls not to vote skirt and blouse. He said the NDC is a peaceful party and does not support people going independent due to misunderstanding.
Those people will leave you. Whether you win and get to parliament or not, they will leave you and come back to their party. If you win and you are in parliament, you will be there for 4 years. Once in parliament, you will be forced to join one party or the other. You have no choice but to work with one of the major parties. If you work with NDC, we'll thank you whilst you are working with NDC. But by the time we are getting to the next primaries, it will be impossible for you to contest on the independent ticket and win again, because the fuel that is the anger has dissipated. And it will also not be possible for you to contest on the ticket of any major party, because while you were independent, there are other people who are holding the fort in the party. And when it comes to that point, they would have chosen their candidate, and no party will adopt you. So that the farthest you can go is 4 years, even if you win as an independent candidate. So I beg you, anybody who is close to our brothers who want to contest this 2016 as independent candidate, please advise them. Advise them strongly, because we love them and we want them back. We want them back into our fold so we can continue to push NDC from victory to victory.